LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
The time has come. It's Friday afternoon. It's the end of the broadcast today, and we've got four sound bites ready to play for you as we prepare to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a very simple game we like to play with our listeners. It does require your participation by way of your phone call, your email, your tweet, or your visit to our Facebook fan page and your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We like to reward your efforts by giving the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call right here. We get it in real time. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email. We'll get that in real time as well. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We've left space there for you to vote. Make sure you tell us where you're listening and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reasons are your own. You can agree, disagree, want to hear it again, never hear it again. Your reasons are all your own. We just need your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Molly Hemingway. She's talking about the prospect of a President Donald Trump on life, marriage, and religious freedom.
Trump is claiming recently to be somewhat pro-life if kids are strong. He says if a kid can be a winner, then he doesn't think that kid should be killed. A lot of people question how supportive he would be of the pro-life cause, particularly in light of his effusive praise for Planned Parenthood. He says, yeah, they kill babies, but everything else they do is fantastic, which is a very curious thing to say about a group that exists to kill unborn children to the tune of hundreds of thousands each year. I don't think anybody who's thinking rationally actually thinks that Donald Trump would be good on issues of marriage, abortion, religious freedom, except that some people have kind of thrown themselves over to despair. They are not happy with the pace of progress in doing the hard work of advocating these issues. And so they've just despaired and decided that, well, Trump would punch those people who make me feel bad for being Christian, which, is, again, an assumption that they might want to check in light of how quickly he changes positions. But at least for the time being, he's saying, if you elect me, I'm the best Christian who ever lived. I read the Bible better than anybody. And I'll tell people who say that you're a loser for being Christian that they're a loser. And that's sort of sufficient for a big block of his supporters, I think.
That's soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, Donald Trump on life, marriage, and religious freedom. If you'd like to vote for it for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We were talking about the evangelical cliche, we are all broken. He says being broken isn't enough.
If my problem is brokenness, then the solution is therapy and the goal is wholeness. And if the problem, for example, is sickness, then the solution is medicine and the goal is healing. If my problem is that I'm wounded, then the solution is that I'm bandaged and that the goal is that I'm fixed. Or, and we've talked about this with the evangelical world, if the problem is a relationship problem, then the solution is drawing close to God, and the goal is oneness. It's how you define the problem determines how you see the picture. But the true picture of sin, when we let the Bible's picture of sin come to us in its full severity, is not that I'm only sick or only broken or only wounded or only far from God. The problem is that I'm dead. I'm dead in trespasses and sins. And that takes any sort of any sort of capacity for healing the thing that's wrong completely out of my ability. There's nothing I can do. And the problem is that I'm dead, then the only solution is that the Lord comes to me and resurrects me and gives me life, that he raises me from the dead. And that's exactly what we have in the gospel with the promise of the forgiveness of sins.
That is soundbite number 2. If you'd like to vote for it on this Friday afternoon, February the 26th, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Or you can also send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number 3. It comes from Dr. Bill Weinrich. We're doing an ongoing series with him on the Gospel of John. Here he is with some amazing insights about the wedding at Cana and the death of Jesus.
We are told that by this sign, Jesus manifests his glory. Both of these terms, glory as well as manifestation, in John's Gospel are really terminology for his passion, for his death. The mother of Jesus appears here for the first time in the gospel. The only other time when Mary appears is at the foot of the cross. And when Mary then tells him that they have no wine, Jesus immediately says to her, "My hour is not yet." The hour, namely, of his passion. In John's gospel, the hour is always the hour of his death. And so the lack of wine brings to Jesus' mind the time of his coming death. And I think that can only imply that Jesus is saying, in effect, there will come an hour when I will supply a new wine, which will now be a purifying wine, if you want. Baptism, the blood of Jesus, is purifying, and we are baptized into his death. So there are any number of little hints that the story of the changing of water to wine already has within it important references to Jesus' death.
That's soundbite number 3, Dr. Bill Weinrich, the wedding at Cana and Jesus' death. If you would like to make that Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week, it will need your vote. You can email your vote to us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can call us right now, 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page where we have left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. One more soundbite to listen to, then we'll take a break, and that break is a great time to call and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The fourth and final soundbite for your consideration comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Here he is with a pretty stern parental warning about college culture.
It's hard to escape the mindset of the entire anti-university or multiversity, which is trying to drive home the point that there is no meaning in life. You are your own God. Do what you will do for your own sake. Pay us $40,000 a year to do it here in a very lush environment. I don't know. I'm just not willing to foot the bill for that. You know, I'm not willing to pay $40,000 a year to have my kid's mind stolen from him or her. And so at the very least, I'm going to be incredibly picky about where they're going to go to school. And like I said before, even more picky, the most important thing is that they're going to have a faithful congregation nearby within walking distance, so that it's not a matter of getting up and driving anywhere. They have no excuse not to go.
All right, that's soundbite number 4, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, a parental warning about college culture. You've heard the 4 soundbites. Now it's your turn. You've listened. Now it's time to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. To email us and vote, we'll get your email right here in the studio in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote as well at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week in the space provided, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, February the 26th, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, right after this. Is the law the opposite of the gospel? I've written an article in the latest Issues Etc. journal titled, Is the Law Bad? Some Myths About God's Law. You can read it by subscribing to the online Issues Etc. journal. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. You can also read about Tim Wood's journey from many different Christian confessions to the sound and seamless theology of the Lutheran Confession, the free online Issues Etc. journal.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people, and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
I remember being an evangelical and always listening to these prophecy buffs, and I always think to myself, I've really got to study prophecy, but who could do it? I mean, it was just a tangled mess.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
You had the newspaper in one hand, and you had the Bible in the other, and you're trying to, you know, it's like a gigantic theological, geopolitical crossword puzzle. Who knows what's up and down? The Bible is much simpler and much more joyful when it comes to the promise of the second coming.
You can meet and hear Pastor Brian Wolfmiller making the biblical case for the end times Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 10th and 11th in Collinsville, Illinois. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 26th of February. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. The only way to get that is to walk in the studio or to have the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Will it be soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway on Donald Trump on life, marriage, and religious freedom? Soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, being broken isn't enough? Soundbite number three, Dr. Bill Weinrich, the wedding at Cana and Jesus' death? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, a parental warning about college culture? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us your vote in email, talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to Indianapolis and talk with Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number three, Dr. Bill Weinrich, concerning the wedding at Cana.
And why is that? Oh, golly, I think we lost Cheryl there, but we did get her vote in there. Cheryl, thanks for your vote. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE, talkback@issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Harry's listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Harry.
I want to vote for number four. There is much evidence out there that the last 2 years of college aren't really necessary if you work the first two. The same thing is true of law school. They put in that third year just to get additional revenue. And I think we should really look very closely at what's going on in the colleges and the waste.
Harry, thank you very much, and thanks for listening up there in Chicagoland. Anthony listens in South Carolina. Anthony says, I vote for Jonathan Fisk. That's soundbite number four. I've listened to the college segment, says Anthony there, and several times, and I've found it so intelligent and informative. Love Pastor Fisk, he says. Anthony, thanks for listening in South Carolina. Janice listens in Colorado. She says, my vote is for Pastor Wolfmiller. That's soundbite number two. He always goes straight to the message of the gospel, clear and concise. Our only hope and life in Christ is in Christ and his finished work, and our deadness and sin can never be remedied by anything we do or try to do to fix ourselves or make ourselves more acceptable to God. It can never be said differently or clearer. We are dead, but Christ is our life. Thanks be to God. Janice, thanks for listening in Colorado. Out there in Virginia, Darren has a vote as well. Darren says, it's always a tough choice, but my vote is for Pastor Wolfmiller. While Dr. Weinrich gave a great exposition on a Bible passage that may be overlooked as too familiar, Mrs. Hemingway provided info that all voters need to hear, and Pastor Fisk's warning should be mandatory listening for all parents. Pastor Wolfmiller hit on the theological error of critical importance to the American church bodies. If what we need is therapy, then there are professionals who are more qualified than most pastors. Plus, it probably won't be as uncomfortable as talking about sin and forgiveness. This mindset has to be one reason why many American Christians' churches are shrinking. Why bother going if non-churches do it better? What the church must always do instead is preach Christ crucified. You're absolutely right there, and thanks for listening in Virginia, Darren. Jennifer listens in Monroe, Michigan. It's very challenging to pick only one favorite here, as they all have excellent information to share. However, I think I will pick Pastor Wolfmiller this time, since if we don't have Christ alone, we are lost in these and other topics. I'm very grateful for Pastor Fisk and his bold message to parents. I pray that they heed his excellent advice in choosing a college for their children. Jennifer, thanks for listening in Monroe, Michigan. Denise listens in Bremerton, Washington. She votes for soundbite number one, Molly Hemingway, on Donald Trump, life, marriage, and religious freedom. Molly, elections have consequences, says Denise out there in Bremerton, Washington. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February is a commentary by Dr. Bill Weinrich. You've heard a little bit of his voice in that soundbite from him. It is the Concordia Commentary on John 1, 1 through 7, 1. It's a great commentary. It covers the first six chapters so beautifully and so deeply as well. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org on every page, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for February. We still have plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can give us a vote by 1-877-623-6943, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet @issuesetc, or you can go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jeff, I'm frozen up. I'm not getting any more votes via our instant messaging. It's just frozen up on me. I know they're there. I can't read them.
Okay, let me read them for you then.
Sure, thank you.
Listeners, disclaimer, I'm an amateur. This comes from Christopher in California. I am torn between Pastor Fisk, since I have an 18-year-old headed off to college next fall, and the fact that I can't stop thinking about what Pastor Wolfmiller said. We are not just broken and need therapy. We are poor, miserable sinners in need of a Savior, so I will have to end up voting for Pastor Wolfmiller. And Nathan in St. Paul, Minnesota, says the Molly Hemingway segment was great. So that's a vote for Molly Hemingway.
Here's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. It's soundbite number two, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Being broken isn't enough.
If my problem is brokenness, then the solution is therapy and the goal is wholeness. And if the problem, for example, is sickness, then the solution is medicine and the goal is healing. If my problem is that I'm wounded, then the solution is that I'm bandaged and that the goal is that I'm fixed. Or, and we've talked about this with the evangelical world, if the problem is a relationship problem, then the solution is drawing close to God, and the goal is oneness. It's how you define the problem determines how you see the picture. But the true picture of sin, when we let the Bible's picture of sin come to us in its full severity, is not that I'm only sick or only broken or only wounded or only far from God. The problem is that I'm dead. I'm dead in trespasses and sins. And that takes any sort of capacity for healing the thing that's wrong completely out of my ability. There's nothing I can do. When the problem is that I'm dead, then the only solution is that the Lord comes to me and resurrects me and gives me life, that he raises me from the dead. And that's exactly what we have in the gospel with the promise of the forgiveness of sins.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, February the 26th. That's Soundbite number 2, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Being broken isn't enough. The LPR bundle package this week goes to Denise in Bremerton, Washington. If you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We already have 100 registrants for this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, and the attendance this year, like last year, is limited to just 400 people. Speakers include Chris Roseborough, Brian Wolfmiller, Larry Rast, Carl Fakencher, Adrian Dorheinz, and Jonathan Fisk. The conference is Friday, June the 10th, and Saturday, June 11th, in Collinsville, Illinois, about 15 miles east of St. Louis. The registration fee is just $100. That includes three meals on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening. You can look for the Issues Etc. Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or call Craig 618-223-8385. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the top three Bible passages for infant baptism with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and we'll talk with Pastor Ted Giese about the Oscar winners and losers. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth. Luther Academy, 260-452-2211. 452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
We Lutherans were never aided by following along with some other tradition's theological priorities and catchphrases.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Heath Curtis, coordinator for stewardship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod on a Lutheran approach to stewardship.
Other folks are not approaching it from our good, solid Lutheran understanding of law and gospel and vocation. There's a place to talk about this in Christianity, and we have a way of talking about stewardship as Lutherans without ever using the word stewardship, if you like. I'm going to talk to you today about your vocation in your home, in your church, in your society, and how each one of these makes a claim on you, on your presence, on your support, on your prayers. That's how we should talk about this as Lutherans.
You'll find several stewardship resources at lcms.org/stewardship. lcms.org/stewardship.